Are you a you need to see it to be it person, or a if you can see it, you can be it kind of person? I'm your host, Danielle Alessio, with Superhero Secrets, a podcast to inspire a more vibrant and adventurous life through empowerment of your inner superhero while crushing the victim that holds you back. Together, let's reflect, ask questions, and seek inspiration to find the empowerment to live out our greatest adventures and live a truly healthy, fulfilled, and exciting life. For listeners of Superhero Secrets, the world is our oyster. And today's green smoothie, as we take a collective sip of our green smoothie. I love this little habit. All right, today we have kale, kiwi, clementines, lemon and ginger, which I pretty much throw in everything, and wheatgrass. There's this pervasive messaging that I see prevalent in social and political commentary that says, you need to see it to be it. I don't know who first said it. I'm not perfectly clear in this recollection. I'm pretty sure I saw a reference to that being a statement by tennis player, great Billie Jean King. Is that her name? I got that name right, right? I think so. I don't know if that's the first source of it or not. Whoever said you need to see it to be it first, you get credit for it, although it really doesn't much matter to me, since I think that is a significantly limiting belief that really keeps us from finding our own superhero. And over here on this podcast, we like to address limiting beliefs. This belief tells us that I need to find my empowerment in someone else before I find it in myself, based on, presumably, certain characteristics that I can't control or are largely not within my control. For example, I'm a white woman born to those with Italian heritage. I at least arguably can't change that. So the I have to see it to be it perspective says that if I want to be something, president of an organization, or a country, or an astronaut, or a whatever, I have to see someone like me do it before I can do it. Why exactly would I want to do that to myself? Particularly when I can change my belief to say that if I can see it, I can be it. If I can see it, I can be it. I don't know who first said that, but that principle is espoused by pretty much any personal development or motivation or business coach of any kind I have ever read about or studied. And that in itself is an interesting point. Do the Tony Robbins and Grant Cardones and Napoleon Hills and so many others of the greatest personal development coaches and other fantastic coaches of all time espouse the you have to see it to be it type of person? No way. Certainly in my readings and studying of any of these people, I've not even close to seeing that mindset being promoted, with good reason. Probably because it's a pretty disempowering belief. And I know I'm stating the obvious here, that personal development is about empowerment. About empowering the superhero that is within us rather than celebrating our victim. I kind of feel that celebrating the victim is what creates the basis for you have to see it to be it. Really? So I have to see someone like me? And what does like me even mean? Exactly like me or just a little bit like me? Do I need to see a first-generation Canadian born to Italian immigrants do something that I want to do or feel called to do before I will allow myself to get there, allow myself to see, believe that I can get there, believe that it can happen? Does that person also need to be my age? How much does that person need to look like me? Give me a break. This exercise seriously hurts my head. I'd much rather focus on the if I can see it, I can be it philosophy, which encourages us to reach within ourselves to find that greater potential, to practice the vision that we create about what we want for our future, to find excitement and passion in the world of opportunity, rather than waiting for someone else to show us that we are capable because they did it. I think about how I might want to encourage my own two nieces and how I do encourage them. Would I want to say to them, or really any child, you can't do something until we find someone like you who has done it first? Just so you can be sure that, yeah, you can do it too. Or would I want to encourage them to develop the confidence to take inspiration from their fellow human being, period? I know which road I have gone down and will continue to go down, very assertively. Not to say that we can't continue to ensure opportunities are readily available to all who want them. In the meantime, the if you see it, you can be it approach will, ironically, get us there a lot faster than the stifling you have to see it to be it approach. Hope to see you next time.